Blog Talk Radio.
Two, three. Check 1, 2. 1, 2, 3. Cool.
It's your boy, Chuck Landington. I hear the live cast crew went out, four ribs, last night. Thanks for inviting me, Rob. No, it's fine. Why would a robot like ribs? You jerk. Anyway, here's the show.
I knew I forgot someone. Sorry, Chuck. Yeah, we did go out to eat last night. Welcome to the Metal Injection live cast. Sid not here again.
He's still in some fucking country somewhere.
I think he's in England.
He's in Jolly London.
Is that Jolly old London?
Jolly old England.
Isn't it bloody London?
I don't know.
It could be both. It could be a jolly and bloody London.
I left Wales, Scotland, Australia, and he's in London, England now. No, they were in Scotland though.
Yeah, and he said it was the worst food he's ever had in his life.
Really? You've spoken to him?
I could see.
Yeah, I talked to him online. He would sign on periodically.
I'd love to know what specifically he ate.
Oh, yeah, I didn't really ask him about that.
Probably a banger in the mouth.
What?
The sausage. Rob had that yesterday, too.
In the mouth, though? I mean...
Well, where else would you put the sausage?
But it's not called that.
Well, some people would put the sausage in another hole.
Oh, right. But then that's not at an eatery. That's like at a bathhouse.
Why are you looking at Rob when you say that?
Was she looking at me?
Noah. The knowing glance. The knowing Noah glance.
I feel like out of all the people in the room to put a sausage in a hole other than their mouth.
Come on, Noah. You know better than anyone. I'm the top.
That's why they call her Knower. I want to say before we do anything that if you thought the old Metal Injection studio was surrounded by Chinese people.
Oh boy. We're just 5 blocks away from the Brooklyn Chinatown.
There was an organized league of volleyball players with Chinese uniforms playing against each other on my way here with a crowd of about 8 billion Chinese people watching. And it was like a sea of Chinese
First of
people.
All, what does a Chinese uniform look like?
I didn't mean that they're Chinese uniforms. They look like regular uniforms. But
like a China flag.
They all had Chinese writing.
Lettering.
Two different teams both had Chinese
Were they red?
One was red and one was blue. They're not communists.
Were they carrying...
They fled China.
Were they carrying plastic red bags with weird vegetables inside?
I'm sure in that crowd someone had a bag of fish.
Was it raining like nail clipping leaving? Yes or no?
No.
Okay.
I was inside of a car, so I don't know. It may have been.
Okay.
But yes, thousands of Chinese people wander... Yeah. As a matter of fact, after last week's show, my girlfriend and I went to a restaurant around here, which was, you know, we decided should we, you know, take public transportation, just walk, and that's like a mile, let's just walk.
Mm-hmm.
And we did not pass one non-Chinese person, maybe one non-Chinese person.
Do you find this is a Chinese area in the few weeks that you've been at this?
I don't. I mean, I know where it is. I just never walk there. I stick to the Arab and Italian areas.
All right. Well, I just wanted to point out that we are in China.
Well, you guys went out to this restaurant last week.
Oh,
your girlfriend posted a picture of your cuisine. And normally I like looking at pictures of food on Instagram.
Yeah,
but
this wasn't food. That's the problem.
Right. She has jellyfish and chicken feet.
You know what the grosser part of that sentence is? The chicken feet to me. Like,
well,
the jellyfish I'm not necessarily into.
Well, because you associate jellyfish with Jello, probably.
Right, yeah, like I feel like I would know what it would taste like, but the chicken feet, that's just like bone, right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's worse than you're saying. Let me get to it.
Oh, please.
First, I want to say up front, this was a fantastic restaurant. Everything I had was great.
You had regular food.
Yes.
What did you have?
I had duck. I had like a Peking duck roast. Uh-huh. And we shared these dumplings and fried rice.
Welcome to Food Injection.
A whole platter. Well, you had to start with the Scottish food.
You're right.
That was horrible.
We started with the ribs and the Scottish food.
By the way, it's called Pacificana. If you're in Brooklyn, beautiful, unbelievable. I want to plug them because it was so great.
She just
ordered something disgusting.
Any relation to Benny? Benny Hanna?
Pacificana. It's not Pacificana.
Okay.
I
tried.
Lead balloon.
Was her plate seasoned with cuticles?
No. But, yeah, chicken feet are basically exactly what you think they are. They take the feet and deep fry them. And you're supposed to gnaw on this gristly. So I decided to. I said, I'm never eating jellyfish, so forget it.
Right.
But I'll try one of the feet.
So maybe, just interrupt for a second before you tell us about what it tastes like. Maybe Jennifer's strategy now is like, all right, I want Darren to try something disgusting. I know. I'll order something even more disgusting in addition to the disgusting thing so that he would be like, well, I'm not eating this really disgusting thing, but I'll try this somewhat disgusting
thing. That wouldn't have worked if the second disgusting thing was too disgusting, it would not help.
If both of the things were out of your disgusting range.
Yeah, sure.
And she still has to eat it.
Oh, she loves it, I'm sure.
She loves
it. Okay, so what are the chicken feet?
It tasted like sucking on a cold, fleshy lollipop.
It was cold. The dish was cold.
I think maybe it sat a while. Maybe they didn't bring it out. Maybe it's supposed to be that way. It was kind of room temperature. But it was just gristly. There was no meat to it. And you're just supposed to suck the gristle off and eat it.
The toenails.
Yeah, the toenail. I guess the toenails were under. There was some kind of frying glaze over it or whatever. It was really fucking gross. But the jellyfish was worse. I didn't taste it. Just to look at it was.
And how do you eat that dish? Do you use chopsticks or are you supposed to cut it? With your hands.
I think everything you're supposed to eat with chopsticks.
Mm. So what did she say about the jellyfish? Was
she liked it? Yeah. She didn't finish it, though. I think she's full of shit. I think she orders her stuff, takes one bite. This is delicious. Just to cover. And then she takes it home. And it's
But like when you turn around, she'll go, bleh.
Yeah. She spits it into a napkin. But she didn't finish it, by the way. It's still sitting in the refrigerator. So.
I don't know. I feel like leftover jellyfish probably isn't that leftover jellyfish.
I read that jellyfish is dangerous. Like, if it's prepared the wrong way, you can die.
Oh, like that Simpsons episode.
Yeah, when he ate the blowfish.
Yeah.
Similar to that, but real.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that was my food story. I just want to get that out of the way.
Good food story. Last night, we had a lot of barbecue. We had the meat sweats and the meat highs.
Rob was literally having a meat sweat attack.
Really?
I could see the...
My brow.
You sure that wasn't just his regular sweating?
It wasn't my regular.
No, because his regular sweating happens underneath his armpits and his back.
Oh, come on.
This was on his brow, for real.
Wow.
Also because I had those wings and they were
kind of too spicy.
Yeah,
they
had way too much of a kick. And then I don't know if I had it on my napkin or on my lip, but I went to wipe my mouth with a napkin and
just spread it around.
Spread it around my lips, so my lips were burning. It's as if I had a burning lipstick on, and the entire it was just like fire. All here.
Was it better or worse than when you wear the burning lipstick?
Yeah.
The real burning lipstick.
Way worse than the
it's
burning.
A nice
the
shade
actual.
Of red on you.
Way worse than the cinnamon red lipstick that I wear.
If you could go outside with any lipstick without being ridiculed, which color would you wear?
I've never thought about that. I've never. Lipstick seems annoying. It seems like you spread it everywhere. It would be all over my clothes because I would just constantly be touching my, like.
Do you
why
constantly
am I touching?
Rub your lips on
yeah,
your clothes?
That's a good point. I just I thought about that. I'm like, wait, no, that wouldn't happen. But just in general, you know, like it's on your food, on your water bottles.
Yeah.
How do you do? You don't wear lipstick.
I don't really wear lipstick, especially to work, because I feel like it takes too much effort. Like I'd have to reapply, and I really don't give a shit that much.
Mm.
So I just don't.
How about you, Darren? What color are you? You have very succulent looking lips.
I have a natural natural look. I don't like to wear makeup.
I think a red would work.
No,
bring out some lipstick. Let's see what colors work best with our skin tones.
I do have a nice palette that I got from Jennifer, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, she hooks you up. Lovely. Mm-hmm.
By the way, I want to remind everyone, if you want to call in and tell us about your favorite lipstick, the number to dial is 646-929-1357. And I want to mention, if you're listening to this not live, if this is an archive, if you're in your car or on your way to school or in your college class, ignoring your professor.
Or in prison.
But you have internet access. You can now leave us a voicemail at any time during the week. Mm-hmm. And if it's not too weird, we will play it on the air. All
really?
You need is
we
to
have standards?
We have the better.
Right?
We have actually the lowest standard. If it's not weird, we won't play it.
If it's a serious voicemail, forget it. You're not getting played on the air.
And you can do that by going to this or any future livecast episode. There's a widget at the bottom of the episode where you can just record. All you need is a computer mic.
Is there also a phone number or just
it's an online
fancy digital?
It's an online widget. E voicemail and
e voicemail.
E audio mail. So give us your best shit. Give us your best weird voicemail. We got some calls. Take it to the lines. Metal Injection Livecast, 847, you're on the line.
Hi, this is Leroy.
What's up, Leroy?
No, then I had a couple questions. Well, you guys were talking about what you ate yesterday. I had some Korean barbecue, and it gave me quite the bubbly shits.
Oh,
and I was very gassy. And my foot fell asleep mid-shit as well, which is always fun.
That's when you know it's a good shit. When the blood starts going to your feet.
Well, is it because you had your feet propped up?
It's because I'm leaning on my thighs, so my arms are putting weight on my thighs, so I guess the blood just stops circulating down there. I don't know.
Well, the worst thing is when you take a shit in the middle of the night and you don't realize that your foot fell asleep because you're half asleep. You finish shitting, and then you stand up and fall on your ass.
Has that happened to you, Dan?
Yes, it has.
I've had it where like I have to catch myself and I like it's never been so bad where like I fall into the shower curtains and I fall into
I didn't do that. I just kind of fell forward and landed on my side.
Oh, okay. So Leroy, I love that you're like, oh, I should tell them I have really bad shits right now. I gotta call.
Well,
let them know.
I had Korean barbecue. You were talking about Asian people, so I figured I'd call in. And it was Korean barbecue where you had to cook it yourself. They just gave us the meat, and we had the stove in front of us, and we'd like stir it around and cook it.
There's no other.
Was that always?
Yeah. Well, listen,
I didn't know.
If you have the shits, who else are you going to talk to about it? Really?
Exactly.
This is the place
this
to call.
This is the shit hotline.
Wait. You know, sometimes when I went to Korean barbecue, they cook it for you, but in front of you. Like, the waiter will keep coming by and flipping over the meat.
I've seen places where they just bring you the food,
Yeah, it
too.
Depends. Depends on how. Were you like, no, leave it on a few extra seconds. I like it well. I don't want to not that it's bloody. There are, like, sheets of meat.
It was all you can eat for $20.
Not a bad deal.
Holy shit.
2 hours, you get to keep eating food, and then if you don't finish the leftover meat, you just pay him $5. You can't take anything home.
So there's a time limit. That's clever.
And I like that to prevent overeating, there is a penalty if you don't finish your
all. Why would you ever pay that? Just fucking dump it on, like, you know, take it to the bathroom.
That's what I was telling my lady. I'm like, let's just dump it in the floor or, like, throw it under the salad because they don't charge you for the sides. But she was like, no, but the lady was nice. She said, just finish half of it, and we'll let you go. And so we
they can actually sit there with a ruler and figure out
Let me ask you a question. Hold on. And also, like, why are they for it? Like, look, we're going to throw it out anyway. Like, what are they going to do with it? They're going to throw it out. Just finish half? So stupid. Like,
what would you, like, what would they do if I just said, no, fuck you. I'm not paying. Make me pay. What are you going
to
do?
Well, that's what you agree to, though. Like, that's the contract you sign when you order the food.
Well, what I'm saying, though, is that it's not enforceable. In other words, you paid your money to get the buffet, and now they're just trying to...
No, but you pay at the end, right?
Well,
I'm assuming?
They tell you this at the beginning. The way the guy comes and tells you, have you been here before? Here's our stuff. And then they tell you that there's a $5 or whatever, and you just agree by nodding your head or whatever. So, you know.
Pretend I was Steve Harvey and I'd have an epileptic fit. I mean, if I feel bad for
me. Okay, you go now. No pay, go.
I'm knocking over all of the Chinese silverware. I'm an electrocuted.
Getting electrocuted.
You go away. You knock everything over. You stupid Steve Harvey. You little boa. Go away. Dirty mustache. Contaminate food.
So let me get, you went on a date with a girl?
Well, my fiance.
Oh, with your fiance. Okay, that was going to be my question because I was like, I don't know if like if a girl you're trying to like impress, you should really...
Say that you want to throw the rest of your food under the table.
That you don't want to pay the... Yeah, like that's bad form.
Listen.
But if she's your fiance, she knows. She's already in for the ride.
Can I just comment on that? I want to say, and I'm not a woman. I don't know how this works, but if the roles were reversed and someone was taking me out on a date and they show the initiative to try to logically beat that $5, I would be very impressed with them.
But you're awesome. A man. You're a man.
I am a man, happen to be a man, but I am also a... I am a human being who appreciates cleverness and this thriftiness.
Right, okay. But I feel that in general, and Noah, you could agree or deny with this, I feel women associate thriftiness with being cheap.
Agreed, and that's why I love my girlfriend so much, because... She is as cheap as I am, and I love it.
But it's different. Being thrifty and being there's
she's
a fine,
not cheap. I should
there's
say
a
we,
fine line.
Well, thrifty is
like
exactly
frugal, yeah.
Thrifty
yeah.
is you spend money, a lot of money on things that are worth it.
Right.
And you don't waste.
You
money,
don't blow money.
And you get offended when someone comes with their fucking hand out for $5 because you didn't finish your food. Fuck you. That makes
yeah,
no sense.
You're right.
But again, yeah, being cheap is obnoxious. I agree with that. That's when you don't spend money on things that are worth it.
Super Nintendo Chalmers says 3D is not the cheap Jew Russia.
I am definitely one of those three things. I'm a quarter Russian. Actually, I don't know what to call it. My grandfather is, like when he was born, it was Russia, and then it became Poland. So I might be a Polak. I don't know.
Well, no, it's like when he was born, so you're Russian.
He was born. I'm a quarter Russian then. Or I guess an eighth Russian, because he's half Russian.
My
Whatever.
Grandfather was also born in Russia, so I guess I'm part
Mine
of
Mine as well.
What's his hurry?
Can I say one last thing before I have to hang up? I called a
How
few weeks ago.
How many things do you
want to
say?
No. Wait, what were you going to say?
Well, no, I called a few weeks ago, and I told you about the videos not being able to be watched on the livecast website, and you pointed me to YouTube.
Yeah.
And... Yeah, that's cool. But so, like, I've been listening to all the podcasts in reverse, and I finally made it to, like, the first 10 now. So I'm in the last stretch of the earliest episodes.
How long have you been doing?
Man, I don't know. When was the Limp Bizkit episode? That's when I started listening to you guys.
Oh, so ever since then you've been going backwards? Because the Limp Bizkit was over a year ago. Oh,
do you stop and pause in the backwards journey to listen to the new one?
Yeah. I listen to the new one either live or the next tomorrow at work on Monday, whenever I can listen to it.
Oh, and then the rest of the week, you say you're going back to listen to the other episodes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you want to ask us?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Well, there's some errors. Like the one that's called, I forgot which number it is, but, like, the Darren Laugh Factory one, that one doesn't work. And then numbers 8 through, like, 4 all don't work either.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I even
Well,
told
I
you.
Don't know. Like, they don't stream for me. I can stream the other ones, but those few don't.
That, I feel,
so.
I don't, we have them somewhere. We have them on a hard
drive. I have them. I have
them?
All of them up to, like, number 60 on my hard
Bless
drive.
Bless you, Darren.
Okay, so, yeah, I'll fix that. If
because
you wanna...
I always download them to edit them, and then I just save them.
Oh, for the mixtapes.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to, if you notice stuff like that, feel free to shoot me an email. Because I'm not going to remember right now. But an email, I'll just have it. And then it'll be like a
All right. I've never listened to the mixtapes. I always skip those, and I always went to the
There's one mixtape that it's actually a lot of our college stuff. So it's
yeah.
stuff you haven't heard.
Should listen to that.
So you might want to check that out. But if for
also,
any other new listeners, the mixtapes are a great way to kind of like get a best of.
Not give up your life listening to them.
Yeah, like you don't have to take a year to catch up. We kind of just do like some of the stuff where we're like, wow, that I can't believe how funny that was.
And
so
my
host, I don't know. There's some good shit in the other ones.
My hosting is impeccable too, so you're missing out on 10 extra minutes of free entertainment that you can't get anywhere
like
else.
Like behind the scenes conversation.
Not so much that. Just me being me and, very calm and relaxed. It's like my serious reel for me to get hired there. Oh, wait, they're not hiring right now. Massive layoff.
We don't want to work there.
cool.
Wait, Leroy, someone asked if you have a favorite episode.
Man, that's tough. Shlomo in any appearance is up there because he's hilarious. I don't know, but I did, Noah, I have a major op to you.
All right, what was that?
Well, I got to the episode where you played the countdown to eviction parody, and
yeah.
Noah, that's you doing the Asian woman?
No, that's an actual
no,
Asian woman
no,
that
you.
We picked off the street.
That's not Noah? I thought that was Noah in person.
No,
that person.
She was going for a joke, and I ruined it. I didn't realize. I thought she forgot being a pothead. Sorry.
But that was the best impersonation I've ever heard.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite ones that we've done, but it sounds shitty because we didn't get the proper, like, instrumental track.
Yeah.
So we should do it over.
I thought it sounded pretty good. But, yeah, I don't know, and now I'm running out of podcasts to listen to, but luckily the NHL season's coming up again, so there'll be more hockey shit to listen to, so I'll be okay.
What team are you a fan of?
What's that?
What team are you a fan of?
Chicago. I'm from Chicago.
Oh, good. All right. As long as it's not the Rangers, we're happy with that.
Well, you are.
Well, you
are.
Don't care.
Last year.
I meant the Royal We. I was counting on the Blackhawks to hopefully be the last safety net against the Rangers winning last year, but they didn't even make it there. So.
Well, whoever came out of the West was going to win. The Rangers didn't stand a chance against anybody on that conference. L.A. would have destroyed them, too.
Rangers only got to the finals because they took out the fucking goalie twice in two of those series. Like the dirty scumbags that they are. All right, let's not get off on a tangent.
Yeah, let's get off the
You don't have to snort after I say let's change the subject.
All right, thank you for calling in, Leroy, and thank you for going back and listening to all of our episodes. There's definitely a few things in that back catalog, especially in the first 50 episodes that I cringe remembering.
Oh, my God, never again will I listen to it.
That we're on air, like...
Which one?
When you get drunk to your birthday, you sound so fucking sloppy.
Yeah, like, you're just getting hammered on air.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it was always the worst. And there was that one episode where all of us got, like, we were, like, chugging shots in the first half hour.
We just cleared out whatever liquor was in that apartment.
Yeah. And then, like, the last half hour...
Some of it was very questionable liquor.
Yeah, I remember Noah wasn't even on the show because she was in the bathroom.
I was with my head in the toilet.
And we finished the show without her. And we packed up all the equipment and we left. And she was like, just go! We never saw her the rest of the night.
But so much of that episode that you're talking about is just, like, ambient sound going on louder than us talking into the mics.
Really?
And, like, people having conversations right next to us. Because it's just everyone's fucking drunk, and it was a bunch of people there that weren't on the show.
Oh, it was,
that was the same day. I thought that was a different.
There was a lot of times when you were all drunk and wasted.
Yeah, so we just stick to the weed now. So
How about Pariah Carey? Remember that one?
Oh yeah, when Pariah called in, it was all right. That was all right because it's like they're not even a band anymore, so it doesn't matter.
By the way, Bruno is chewing on what appears to be a clear plastic dildo.
What?
Yeah. I don't know if that's hygienic. He just stopped and looked up at it. What?
Like, why is everyone looking at me?
Oh, it's the inside of his toy. No, it's...
Yeah, it's the plastic from inside of his pig.
It's just like a cylinder.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's kind of what a dildo is.
There's a top to the... There's a crown.
Look at it.
I don't see a crown.
Well, he chewed it.
It's a dildo, guys.
So, are you saying...
Hey, one suggestion, too, for the past shows. Can you make, like, a button where we can just skip the music break? Like a little niche in the time bar where we just click that dash and it'll get us right to the end of the music break? So I'm like, fast forward and guess.
Yeah,
that's for our
premium
subscribers.
Yeah,
$9.95 a month. You get to skip the horrible music break.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
All right, Leroy.
We gotta let you go.
Talk to you
later.
Calling in.
Someone has to be Sid this week. He's not here. I have to,
Only we can know as much about Leroy as he knows about us.
Yeah, I don't know if I really want to know that much about Leroy. I feel like
nice
someone,
guy.
I don't want to know. I don't want people to know that much about myself that I've revealed on this podcast.
Oh, for his own sake, you don't want to know about him.
Chocolate Croissant said, "I always skip the music break unless it's Sid's, Sean's, or Darren's."
Okay,
I have hardly ever done one, but yes, thank you,
Darren. You can do one whenever you want.
Yeah,
I know. It's not. I'm not saying you're restricting me from doing.
That's what
it
sounded like. Well, I felt very attacked.
Defensive. All right, let's start our first segment of the day.
You defensive.
30 minutes in.
No, let's talk about this ridiculous story with Exodus. A fan of Exodus put up lyrics on his Facebook page, and people thought he was gonna shoot up a school or something.
Right.
Yeah, and so they arrested him just for posting metal lyrics on his Facebook page in Kentucky.
What were the lyrics?
The lyrics were for the Exodus song Class Dismissed.
Oh, well, of course.
A hate primer. Right. And the lyrics were student bodies lying dead in the halls. Mm-hmm. A blood-splattered treatise of hate. Class dismissed is my hypothesis. Gunfire ends in debate. Mm-hmm.
What does that mean, gunfire ends in debate? Isn't that the end of the debate?
When there's gunfire, then there's all a debate about guns, about like, oh, this is a, we should, we gotta give more gun control, less gun control, more gun control.
Uh-huh.
So that's what, so this guy got arrested, put him in jail. He's out now, but he's still gonna face trial.
Yeah, how do you arrest someone?
This is the song, by the way.
First of all, he didn't even write the lyrics.
Yeah.
He just copied and pasted
like
lyrics.
You're going to get arrested for copying and pasting something now?
Yes.
I could see if he typed them out by hand. Then he's like an accomplice. But just, just copy and pasting them?
Well, maybe maybe he did write them out from memory.
All right, fair enough. Then he should lock them up. Exodus.
Did he go to like a grown man's prison or like a juvie?
He's a 31-year-old man.
Oh,
I thought he was a student.
No.
So what are they arresting him for?
So why,
like he's gonna go there?
Yeah, like he doesn't even go to school.
It's the security guard's responsibility to keep a strange 31-year-old man out of school.
Yeah, like maybe that. Yeah, it's like you'll see a 31-year-old walking towards the school. Maybe that's your sign that he's gonna should then arrest him.
Where was Sid when this happened?
Why do you ask?
Sid is 40 years old.
Well, Sid, has expressed the desire to go by schools on occasion.
Oh, no, the guy's name is James Evans. It's not Sid.
Oh, from Good Times?
No, James from Evans? Kentucky.
Oh, okay. I thought the one that was married to Florida Evans.
Well, Lee Flora Adams. She's a...
damn.
But he got out, and
James Evans was arrested for posting Exodus lyrics today. J.J. Walker could not be reached for comment.
Oh, so the county school resource officer said a bunch of agencies got calls concerned about the post, and he got arrested for terroristic threatening. We're just posting those lyrics.
Has Exodus commented on this story?
So wait.
Yeah, they were like, this is absurd. You know what happened to freedom of speech?
Wouldn't the logical thing be to arrest Exodus?
Yeah.
He could just go, hey, I just copied this shit. This is the real, like, he could rat them out.
Yeah.
And then, so how come they're allowed
to? Oh, well, they're saying the song was about the Virginia Tech massacre. It was like, it's not like they're, like, condoning it. They were just, you know, it's like a song about Hitler.
Right. I know, you don't have to explain to me that it's stupid. I'm just saying,
based on their logic.
Based on the logic that they're arresting this guy, shouldn't they go out and find Exodus and arrest them?
Well, maybe. Maybe they should stay away from Kentucky.
I support that. I think that Exodus should be arrested.
Really, anybody should stay away from Kentucky, right? I mean, well, you've been there, right, Noah?
Yeah.
You've been to Louisville?
Louisville.
Louisville?
El Duderino says there's a warrant out for Rob's arrest for fingering in public. Is that true?
From whom? The statute of limitations is passed.
I don't know. Is there a statute on that?
There's a statute of limitations?
On that?
Well,
I don't know that
a warrant is open until they catch you.
I think if you rape someone, you know, yeah, you can still be arrested. It's
certain 20 years after.
Certain things expire.
Finger rape?
Finger rape?
Yeah. Finger rape may be okay.
Finger ape.
Was it rape or did she consent to being fingered?
She didn't consent. It's not like I was like,
finger ape!
Hey, I'm going to finger you right now. It was just we were making out and I was like feeling her vagine, as they say,
and rape
on Broad City. Feeling her vagine, and then she was into that. So then I went into her pants and I stuck my finger up there.
Did she stop you at that point?
No. Well, she did.
She crossed her legs.
She did stop me only because she was like, "This is a bit too much to do, like on a cross."
And you complied with her.
Yeah, I didn't keep going. Right. Well, at the time, I was like, why? Who cares?
This story's getting worse and worse.
But no, because
more
she wasn't into
clear
it.
Evidence of finger rape.
I wouldn't say it's rape.
And
maybe
I did it in the movie theater, too, that one.
A little bit too aggressive on your part. That it stopped short of rape, but very close, borderline.
It was definitely aggressive, I will give you that, but I was very...
Did she say no at any point?
Yes, she just said she did.
No, did she? Was she saying, "Oh, this is not a good place," or was she making herself clear?
No, she said, "This is too far to go."
Oh no, it's like we were making out and it just escalated. That's what I mean.
Oh, okay.
But like we were making out and that was fine, and then touching her poos was fine.
Rob.
But touching her poos over her clothes, I mean, you know, like just a caress.
Why do you have to call it that? That's
a
so...
poos.
Oh, like Capsburger.
What should I call it?
Oh,
what's a friendly term?
Who's
vagina? Vagina.
Vagina. Uh-huh. Pussy.
Her pussy.
Her tussy.
So I was touching her pussy.
Yeah,
her coin
I gotta
purse.
Say it with like a southern accent, like her pussy.
Her coin purse.
We shouldn't use any coarse.
Or slice.
Her
bitch.
Her slice.
Oh, she doesn't have any bitch.
Let's not use any coarse language.
Yeah.
So did you finger her turd cutter at all? We know about the poos.
I stayed away from the turd cutter. I don't know
okay.
if she wiped her not before.
Yeah. She may have pinched a loaf earlier. You don't want to go digging into the fudge factory.
Yeah, she might have been doing a bit of crop dusting. Who knows?
That's the one I was trying to think of. Thank you. Super Nintendo Chalmers says, her axe wound. That's the word for pussy that women like.
Axe
oh, axe wound?
Axe wound, yeah. Thank you. And also, Capsburger said, she was crying and trying to get away, but she didn't say no. Is that accurate?
She was not. She was into it. I'm a great fingerer.
Fingerer?
What's the term?
Fingerer, yeah.
Fingerer.
Sure. Sure, I one who fingers.
I'm into it.
Yeah, you have long fingers and short fingernails. Why wouldn't a girl like your hands?
And then El Duderino says, Jose Mangan is sewing, not suing, Rob, for calling him a piece of shit. Is that accurate? Do you have a law? Well, it's not a lawsuit if he's sewing. Maybe he's making you a quilt.
No, he's making you a blanket.
He's so happy that...
It's like a taco blanket.
He's so happy that he called him a piece of shit, that he's making you a... a nice Afghan.
Well, he's such a peaceful guy that that's how he fights. He gives you a gift to show you that he's a bigger person. Right, Rob?
That's accurate.
Yeah.
That's nice of him.
Once again, the number to dial, 646-929-1357. Feel free to call in with your favorite lyrics that are about school shootings or murders, and we will not call the cops on you, but someone else might.
I definitely think we should look into this Exodus thing. I feel they were the first to write those lyrics, so there should be a manhunt out for them right now. Do you know their whereabouts of any kind?
They're writing a new album right now.
Didn't they kick someone out? And
Kirk Hammett was in Exodus, wasn't he?
Oh, no,
he was.
They kicked Rob Dukes.
They didn't kick him out. He quit to join Metallica.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, they kicked out their new lead singer, Rob Dukes, back their old singer, Gary Sazusa.
Is his mother named Ma Dukes?
Rob Dukes, you're right, maybe. And Kirk Hammett is actually doing a guest solo on the album.
Oh, good for him.
And
why?
Thank goodness. Why? He's working.
Got to feed his kid. Why? I'll tell you why. Because he's been doing a lot of, I've noticed, solo stuff, Kirk. Not necessarily music, but he's doing that horror thing. And he has that horror book.
Yeah.
And he had a horror festival.
Yeah.
He's busking.
And Exodus played it. So I feel like they did him like a bunch of favors. They played these festivals that he's doing. So he's like, I'll come and I'll do a little riffage on your album.
I'll give people a reason to listen to Exodus
year. He doesn't even have to go anywhere. He could just record it from home, too.
Well, yeah, exactly. And also, Gary Holt is in Slayer, so that's an extra rub. For Exodus.
Isn't that how they recorded that Ja Rule song, too?
Yeah. Well, they'll send him the song, and then he'll record a solo over it, like in his basement. Yeah, I'm sure he has a studio in his basement.
Yeah, of course.
I'm sure he has a studio in his basement, and then, like, a recording station in his bedroom, so he doesn't even have to go to his studio. Like, if he just wakes up with a riff, he could just record it right there.
Yeah.
Metallica.
Didn't Metallica just break a Guinness World Record or something, Rob?
They received their plaque for playing on all 7 continents. Actually, the only band to ever do that.
Most hours watching other people do cocaine. Was that the award?
It was Lars Ulrich.
Just Lars.
Well, the thing about this photo, like I think the real story here, is it's the first time I've ever saw a photo of them where I'm like, wow, they look so old.
Yeah.
Really? That's the first one you've seen them?
But like so old.
Because this one didn't get photoshopped.
Yeah, there's no photo. It looks like it's just a real photo, like with a regular digital
camera.
And
Lars looks like James's grandma.
Also, I would always be like, Robert Trujillo looks like he's 22. And this is the first time that I see him where I'm like, actually, no, he looks his age.
Because his roots aren't colored in. You could see some gray.
Well, I finally saw that Through the Never, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And they have that, like, since now that you mention it, I realize they have that fucking Barbara Streisand fucking, like, the lighting on them with the gauze all the time. Maybe they are hide, like, they know how old they fucking look, and they have that, like, soft focus.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed that. They're getting a little age conscious there.
Well, they're all 50. I mean, they're not that old, but
no, I'm not saying that they're old. I'm just, they're old.
But years of drinking will eventually take a toll on
them,
so they're trying to hide it.
And the cocaine.
Oh, that's right.
And the heroin. I don't know who did heroin. I don't know if any of them did. Anyone
that's
do
a
heroin?
Bird, Rob. Heron.
No, that's how they say heroin in Baltimore.
What?
On the Wire. Heron.
Really?
Yeah.
I never saw
with like a Southern... first of all, you need to watch The Wire. It's great.
I didn't say never.
Oh, bring some hair on.
I watched some
of it. I want some hair on.
Hair on what?
It's a heroin.
Hair on what?
Heroin. Heroin.
yeah.
There was this Kumail Nanjiani bit about heroin. Maybe I'll play it during the music break.
Okay.
Anyway, let's move on to more... topics.
I saw you reviewed an album of a band that was in Death or No Death.
What band was that?
Waldgeflüster.
Well, I didn't review it. One of our reviewers.
I mean, you meaning the site.
Yes.
Yeah. I got a little excited about that.
Did you read the review? Is it
no,
a good review?
I didn't look at it. I just saw the link.
Much like every other story on Metal Injection.
Well, we're doing something right now. I just noticed it that you did that.
Oh, I see.
I'm sorry.
No, no problem. I forgive you.
Thank you.
Did you guys, I don't know how you guys feel. I'm pretty excited that Faith No More are definitely working on a new album.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys? I'm a big Faith No More.
Definitely.
Fan.
Yeah. I just hope that it's not too expensive to go see them. I don't want to pay $100 to see Faith No More.
Come on, Faith
No
More.
I don't think it'll be $100. Like,
but Faith No More would be worth paying $100, though. It's not like, it's like they tour every year.
Did you go see them when they played? Yeah. Okay.
I saw them a few years ago. So.
How much was that?
Oh, like 40?
Like 35, 40.
Yeah. Yeah, it wouldn't be. Unless they're playing like the Garden. But even still, that wouldn't be 100.
But I feel like you go, you pay $100, you go out and you get like a real solid night of entertainment. You know, it's not like whatever it is.
Well,
60.
The thing is, though, that's just the base price. When you get there, you're going to still have to spend money. You're going to have to. So a $100 ticket plus the drink, you know, you're
drink booze.
But even still, like even
what
a soda, there's nothing there that's cheaper than $5. Like a pretzel is $5. You know, it's like you're going to be spending money. So it's kind of gross. I really, really, it's just not at all taking the consumer into account. It's just how can we squeeze as much money as possible? As opposed to providing a decent service. Like, okay, we're going to charge $8 for a burger. Let's make it not a cafeteria burger, like a shitty fucking refrozen.
So it's like a little hockey puck.
Yeah, it's like the worst burger, and it's like $8 to $10, or $8 for just the burger, not even with fries.
Do you have better standards at the shows that you sponsor? Do you make sure the burgers are big and beefy?
I do not have that sort of power, but if I did...
Rob would just serve sausages anyway, you know that.
Rob, this is how you do follow-up questions. I just want to let you know.
Ouch.
When you get someone on the grill, you keep grilling them, and then you flip them over, and then you grill some more on the other side until they're sizzling.
You call me sizzling? That's kind of a compliment.
All right.
The new Faith No More should be good. I hope it's not going to be, I think it's going to be good. You know, the thing about bands reuniting is, the new Soundgarden album.
I didn't even listen to it.
I gave it, one spin, and I was like, no.
Does it sound like Soundgarden?
I guess. I need to actually, I'll go back and listen to it again, but it just didn't grab me. There wasn't, single wasn't.
Do you think that after so many years of a hiatus, a band can still have chemistry when they go back into the studio?
Right. Well, the thing with Faith No More is though that they've been jamming now for five. They've been reunited for 5 years. So,
but does that mean that they're jamming?
Well, they're playing together when they're rehearsing. I'm sure they're jamming, and they've been. So it's like, yeah, I feel like now they're loosened up enough where they could work with each other. The other thing is Mike Patton is great, and he always puts out quality material. So I feel like I trust his standards.
Mm-hmm.
And also all the other guys are great musicians too.
Yeah.
And what I love about Faith No More is they really pump up the bass in the mix. You could really, really, really hear the bass.
Yeah, they're very groovy.
Yeah. It's like they got Billy Gould on lead bass.
I have some of that Soundgarden. Do you want to hear this?
Sure. Yeah, I just couldn't get into this. It was just
so different.
Something about it, it was just...
I just thought this was always on the forefront of under the surface.
Uh-huh.
Because of Kim Thayil with that long-ass yid beard that he has.
Right. And the
I thought they were just waiting to do this kind of a song, cover. He handled it well. You want to really play that? I haven't heard that.
The new Soundgarden?
Yeah, I thought you were queuing that up.
Oh, sure. I could grab one.
Okay.
Grab a track. I'll play the single, because that's the one that they want you to hear. Or at least that their label wants you to hear, right?
That we didn't hear because we didn't listen to it.
Kind of their fault. I feel it's they didn't get it in front of us.
Yeah.
It's not,
definitely poorly promoted.
I don't even know if it... I'm sure it sold all right. But, been away too long. I think that was the one. Anyway,
how old are those guys, by the way?
They're in their 40s, I would say.
Aren't they the same age as
maybe
Metallica?
Same age, yeah. I'll check.
Because I remember Soundgarden, like, their breakout album was out. It was like this. No, before that. The one before that. With the Outshined and all that. That was.
Yeah.
Oh, he's 50, yeah, so they're the same age.
That was around the same time the Black album came out. And they both had a few albums before that, so it's pretty fucking old.
Super Unknown was my first CD that
I ever bought.
Yeah.
What? It's like 94. How old are you?
31.
Oh, yeah.
So that was 20 years ago, so when she was 11.
Yeah.
Makes sense. My first album I ever bought was Appetite for Destruction.
Oh, okay.
And that was 86.
I think we've talked about this. So, this just sounds like a generic Soundgarden song.
Yes. Not moving.
Which is By the Numbers. By the Numbers Soundgarden.
Sorry.
This actually doesn't sound as good as a regular Soundgarden
song.
It's lesser to them. It's just...
It's no Rusty Cage.
The funniest... Oh, Rusty Cage. That's a great song. You hear the Johnny Cash version of that?
Oh, of course.
Was that ever on, like, a single or anything?
The Johnny Cash version?
It was on the radio or...
No, it was just on that album. That's where he did the Hurt cover. It was on the same album.
That's great. But the funniest thing was when they were on SNL and just couldn't play their intro. They just sounded like shit. He was way off key. He's a great singer. But it was just...
Yeah.
Oh.
Really? That's surprising. I've never seen that before. Like,
it's criticized
in the 90s.
One of the worst musical performances on
SNL
ever.
Well, maybe it was just like a bad mix. They were on Heron. You know.
I want to break my rusty cage and run. I don't think it was that song.
Okay.
I think it was when Super Unknown came out.
Let's get this out of here.
Black Hole Sun.
Oh, it was probably that, yeah. Probably did Black Hole Sun.
And wash away the rain.
Sound like LMF. LMF.
Black Hole Sun. I was in the cave of the dead.
Can we hear that? Can we hear Shlomo? We try it. We asked Shlomo to do Angel of Death for us. And this is what he gave us.
Angel of Death.
Angel of Death. This is him screaming during that. That's his Tom Mariah scream. It's not that far off. It just doesn't sustain it as long.
It's a group. It's a group on Facebook. Yo, dude.
Yo, dude. One day we should just make a two-hour podcast of just Shlomo drops.
The drops, not even...
End to end, yeah. Just drops. This might add up to 2 hours, all the drops that I have. A few of them are like 3 minutes.
All right, well, we'll figure that out. But let's take a music break.
Okay.
Let's kick it off with Faith No More. We talked about them. Because we care a lot.
Don't get your jankos in a bunch. There's more killer music coming up to make the manic panic run right out of your hair. On Metal Injection Radio.
Metal Injection Livecast.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington, reminding you, when I'm not hanging around in men's bathrooms watching Lars Ulrich watching other people doing cocaine, I'm listening to the Metal Injection Livecast at metalinjection.net/livecast.
Thank you.
music break is over, the live cast demands your full attention. So please, put down the pot brownies and video game controllers. Also put down the Vaseline and broomsticks. Here's the show.
Chuck was getting a weird interception in his signal.
Double, double.
Sabotage.
Welcome. Hour number two. The Metal Injection live cast. We care a lot.
No, we don't.
We care a lot.
I care. Then there was Noah, speak for yourself.
Soundgarden with Rusty Cage. Gorod with Blackout.
We black out a lot.
We black a lot. No, wait, what?
Did you see how there's like signs for a new TV show called Blackish?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I have.
It looks good.
There was a massive media buy this week because I saw that ad all over the place, like online,
on Subway,
all over the city.
Did you see the trailer for it? It looks funny.
No,
I didn't see the trailer for it, but I imagine like my idea of what it is based on the marketing and the way everybody is like positioned in the photo.
Okay.
So it's executive produced by Anthony Anderson.
Yeah, and he's the star of it.
And Lawrence Fishburne, who's the dad.
Right.
Or who I'm assuming he's not Anthony Anderson's dad. I'm assuming he's his wife's dad.
Mm-hmm.
And he's given him a heart. I basically feel like it's like a black modern family. Like it's like, hey, here's this, sort of a Cosby Show meets Modern Family type.
It's close. It's like
an inoffensive black comedy.
He gets he has a good job, and he gets promoted or something, and they move to the suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
So he's kind of straddling the line of like being a good company guy, and then his family. He's concerned his family's like morphing into white people because they have it easy, and you know.
That's what I thought it was.
But he also doesn't. He wants them to be happy at the same time. Like he gets weirded out that his kids are, you know, acting white, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lawrence Fishburne is like the kind of like black influence, like getting him to go more to that side.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
He's the brother.
But I mean, I haven't seen the show. I just saw a trailer for
it. I think
it's
premiering on September 7th.
Yeah.
On Channel 7.
I'm sure it's on.
Is this
right?
A live read?
Yeah,
it's more of a product placement.
See,
wow, Noah, are you going over our head and just like getting your own live reads and just subtly throwing them into the show?
You figured
so
me
you
out.
Don't have to share the money?
Guys, I saw this ads for this thing called Blackish. I have no idea what it is.
What do you think?
Then they just get weirder and weirder.
Yes.
Like someone from Halliburton. Like, guys, what do you think of Halliburton? Aren't they a great company? They provide a lot of our weapons for our guys. Like, no, what are you talking about?
LL Airlines. It's just as safe as LAX.
Rob, you were talking about traveling. Why don't you take Delta Airlines for your next trip? I hear it's what's in the air.
Dildo-shaped chew toys. The latest rage for your dog or cat.
Also, the story that happened, like, right, I feel like right when I got home after the podcast last week.
What happened?
It was The Fappening.
Oh, yeah.
Which, The Fappening. Fapping, of course, is masturbating. It's an onomatopoeia.
Right.
And
very
so
good.
All of those celebrity nude photos leaked last Sunday night, early Monday. So, like, all of these Jennifer Lawrence photos and all of this, and all of these 13-year-olds on Reddit were going so crazy. And so in order to organize all the leaks, so they were happening on 4chan, but
they
in
were
different
fappening.
Posts. They were fappening in 4chan. They created a subreddit or a subforum called The Fappening, and that's basically what the name ended up being, like what, you know, People Magazine would call it or whatever, or like
when
people would write about it on the news.
So Fapping went viral.
Fapping went viral. The Fappening went very viral.
Very viral.
And of course, like with any sort of thing that enters the mainstream, everyone has an opinion on it, and then everyone's opinions are criticized.
What was your opinion on it?
My opinion, I agree with, surprisingly, with a lot of these right-wing idiots of that, like, hey, if you don't want a nude photo to leak of you, don't take a nude photo. But with that said, it's still a huge invasion of privacy.
Of course.
Right.
And it's like,
I feel like it's one thing if it was like an ex-boyfriend who they sent it to. Then it's to like, well, like you knew this could happen if you sent it to them. Yeah. But this was totally not that. It was just somebody hacked into their, and not hacked, like they socially, people are saying hacked or there was iCloud. But the leading theory is that this is just a collection of nudes that people have been trading with each other in like dark forums online. And then it like someone just decided to share their collection.
Right.
Because they were saying a lot of the ways that this happened was when you log in to a public Wi-Fi network.
Which no one should ever do, by the way. Go ahead.
You can do it, but you should just know everything that you're doing has the possibility of being monitored by somebody else because it is a completely open network. You can get a VPN to block your, to encrypt your connection. So people are saying that these people, you know, like a celebrity who go into Starbucks and then sign into their Wi-Fi network and then someone else at that Starbucks could like check their photos or whatever, or someone figured out their iCloud passwords. It's not hacking. You just, like, you say you forgot your password, and then the security question is, like, what high school did you go to? And for these celebrities, you can Google what high school they went to. Yeah. And then,
well, who puts their real information in that question, though? Do you do that?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
Yeah, but I do it for something where I know it's not, like, well, I'm not going to say what the security
don't say.
Is,
it's fine. I get the point.
You're a public persona, Rob. You got to be careful.
I make up.
I don't want my password to be socially engineered.
I make up imaginary words for those questions.
That's a good strategy.
Like nonsense.
But for me, it's just like, oh no, I want to know what my,
or I'll put like if it was your, like I'll just make up an example.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So what was your high school? And it was like Jefferson High School. Mm-hmm. And you just put like little X's in between the letters. Or
right,
the
yeah.
A, B, C, D, E, and put Jefferson so you remember it.
Yeah.
But then you can remember to put letters in between and no one else would know that.
What if you can't remember where you put the letters?
Well, do the same thing. Yeah. No, do the same thing with every time you do that.
And but so the thing, what I liked is on that website, The Verge, they pointed out a lot of people's hypocrisy and their criticism in saying that the same people that are saying, hey, if you don't want your news leak, you know, these douchey, misogynist guys.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
hey, if you don't want your news leak, don't take the photo. Hey, no big deal. Hey.
If you don't want people seeing your tits, you know, just wear a fucking shirt or something.
Hey. Well, if the guy wants to see your tits, he got to come over, you know?
Hey, let me get a square and a Coke, or you got Pepsi? I'll take a square and a Pepsi and Kate Upton's tits. All right, thank you.
So... those same people are like, hey, this is, you know, people blame it on the hack. It's your own fault. You shouldn't have taken the photo. Right. I don't think it's their own fault. I don't blame them. But I'm just saying, in general, when you take a photo now, you'll just, you know, there's a chance that
everyone can see it.
It's not their fault that they took the photo. It's their fault that they...
No, it's not their fault that
the
photo
leaked.
They're
allowed to take whatever photo.
They can take whatever photo they
want. It is partly their fault that it leaked. Because why would you... it's not leaking. It's your... using inappropriate security to safeguard your materials, right? I mean,
wait. So are they like at Starbucks taking their nudies and sending them to someone?
Then there's like a forum on 4chan or whatever where they're like, "Hey, I just Kate Upton just walked into Starbucks and I logged into her phone and I grabbed some photos," and then this guy's like, "Oh, cool. I have these photos. How about we trade?" And then they trade, and then everyone builds up their collection.
So let's reiterate, though. They're completely wrong for doing that. And I'm not defending it. I'm not saying they're right. But you have to be stupid to log in somewhere where
I don't think you have to be. That's not – it's also just you're not aware of the scope of what it is. You just don't think
ignorant?
About
it. Ignorant? Is that a better word?
Yeah.
So then let's say I'm staying at a hotel and I log into their Wi-Fi, can they go into my phone and look through all my shit?
Did you connect to a public Wi-Fi network? Then yes.
No, they can't look through your photos on your phone. I'm being like very general.
Okay.
They can't look through your photos on your phone. But if you're on your computer, right, and you have sharing set up where like anyone on your network could access your photos, access blah, 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 and you log into your hotel Wi-Fi, then yes, anybody could see that. Just like when you log into your hotel Wi-Fi and you go into iTunes, uh-huh. you'll see those like 10 computers show up because those are other computers logged into the Wi-Fi that are sharing their music library. So just as you can access their music library, you could theoretically access the photos. Anyway, so those same people who were saying that The Verge, they would go down and then these same people are complaining about how the NSA is getting and it's like how fucked up that is. Uh-huh. So it's messed up that the government can access our phones, but not messed up that anybody can access our phones and get the nude photos.
Well, it's a little different, and I don't agree that's hypocritical. I'll tell you why I don't think so. Because the government has an immense amount of power that we don't have to do this shit in order to spy on us. They have
Just because it's spy, but
the fact
it's
that they have so much power,
regardless, it's an invasion of privacy. Well, they're both incorrect.
Last week,
of course, they're both incorrect. I don't think it's correct to steal someone's photo.
Yeah, regardless, you shouldn't be doing that.
But it's not the same. All right, go ahead, Noah.
But what about like last week? We talked about that guy who had child porn in his Gmail.
Mm-hmm.
So why is it okay to, you know?
Wait, what? What? Can you elaborate on that?
Remember,
again?
There's that guy.
Guy got arrested for uploading child porn to his Gmail account.
Uh-huh. In case something happened.
So she's asking me like, oh, isn't that a case of like lack of privacy leading to something good? Well, the difference is he willingly uploaded it to a public service.
Right.
You know, it's not on his own computer. It's on a network thing, and Gmail doesn't snoop through his mail.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an algorithm that detects child porn.
Mm-hmm.
So it would that would only come up if it was child porn. So I think that's different.
Right, but that's great, but what's to stop them from doing that and it's not child porn?
Yeah.
It's just regular porn.
Anything.
It's Kate Upton's tits.
Or
and then the guy at Google is like, oh, I'm going to save this and trade this for Jennifer Lawrence's tits.
If they can do that, how do you know they're not flagging other things that are normal?
That's why you shouldn't upload photos to Gmail.
Agreed.
That you don't want someone will see it. If you upload something into the cloud, there is a chance that someone who you don't want seeing it will see it.
But regarding the hypocrisy, though, quote unquote, if, to say that someone shouldn't upload things that they don't want other people to see is not a false statement. It's a correct statement. It's not hypocritical to say that and then also say the NSA should not be spying on us. There's no contradiction there. It's stupid. It's just like when they say that women should know self-defense if they're going out with a short skirt on. That's not promoting rape. It's still, you know, rape is still wrong, but they should be aware that there are rapists who may want to attack them based on their behavior or how they dress. It's not right. It's not condoning that.
Mm-hmm.
But they should be aware of something that may harm them. So this is the same thing. It's wrong for people to go to a fucking Starbucks and steal your shit.
Right.
But you should be aware that that could happen, and it's partially your fault if you allow that to happen.
Mm.
Right?
That's a bit of victim blaming.
How's it victim blaming? Would that have happened if they took care to protect their photos? No.
But they assume that the photos are already... they're not accessible.
They assume incorrectly.
Right.
Okay, so then it's partially their fault. If I don't wear a seatbelt and a drunk driver hits me and I go through the window, it's partially my fault.
That you went through the window.
It's mainly the drunk driver's fault, but I had some complicity in the blame, didn't I?
Sure.
Okay.
But mostly the drunk driver's fault.
It can be prevented is what I'm saying. It's not the same thing as saying blame. In other words, you're
saying it can be prevented, yes.
Be aware that you're doing something stupid.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
And
fuck Steve Harvey.
And also, I don't understand, the whole thing was like, oh, if you look at these photos, that's like sexual abuse or whatever. And it's just like, what? They're out there.
Yeah, it's not like
and it's really more so just like, oh, what is everyone like, my curiosity is just like, what is this? What could have possibly leaked? And then I was like, whoa, these are like legit. They're just, you know.
Some of the stuff I see online people saying is just so fucking stupid. Like recently there was a thing where women can get nail polish that can detect roofies, right? Like if you dip your finger in the drink and there's a roofie in there, the color changes on your nail. Which is, I think, a fucking great invention. Isn't that a great invention?
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
That's fucking science helping women not get raped. feminist. This is horrible. We can't have fucking nail
cut. Why is it horrible?
It's horrible because you're teaching the woman that they need to be afraid and like
avoid. Cautious. It,
and what about the poor women that don't have this nail polish? Well, why didn't they get the nail polish? Because they, you know, they want to be raped. You know, like it went into this whole fucking snowball.
It's just the internet. This is what happens on the internet. Everyone has a take, and then people need to have their own take and respond to the take.
Yeah.
It's just,
it's so fucking stupid, though. I feel like they're teaching women to be more, like, afraid of, like, rape imagery and, like, and afraid of culture than they are of a guy with a fucking penis that's going to come attack them and rape them, which is what they should be aware of.
Capsberger saying that it's been debunked that, can't do that.
Oh, I don't even know if it was true or not. Oh, I'm just saying there was the story and the reaction to it. Yeah.
Right.
It did seem a little fucking wonky to me, but. If that existed, right, wouldn't that be the best fucking thing in the world that you could just dip your finger in?
Sure.
Yeah.
And not have a penis inserted that you don't want in your body?
I see it as, you know, like carrying mace. Do they have an argument against carrying mace?
Yeah, that's another perfect example. What's wrong with carrying mace? If it could protect you, that doesn't mean if you have the mace and you spray the guy in the face with it, it doesn't mean you're condoning like rape is awesome. You're just prepared in case the guy comes and tries to rape you.
I want to go back a little. And Super Nintendo Charmers actually had a great comment. He goes, America constantly complains about privacy issues, yet we are one of the most voyeuristic cultures on the planet.
Right.
Touché.
I agree.
But there's nothing wrong with being voyeuristic. I feel like as long as you're not invading someone's privacy, like there's a fine line you can walk on.
Well, you don't think it could be argued that looking at those photos is invading those people's privacy?
Well, I think that prying the photos away from their possession is invading their privacy. I don't feel like,
but, like they,
looking at the photo once it's out there is invading their privacy.
But the photo wasn't meant for you to see.
But if the photo's up on a website, right? I mean, it's like it's there.
I mean, I'm with you. I looked at them. Just because I was like, if they're out there, I want to see them.
Right.
And I didn't have, like, I was just like, well, I mean, everyone else is going to see
them. So what's your rationalization then?
Mine was just, because I'm a gossip.
Uh-huh.
I'm just like, oh, I
this is like, professional.
I'm a professional gossiper. So, no, it's just kind of like, oh, everybody knows this thing. I want to be a part, like, I want to know it as well. Right. That's truly the psychology behind it. And also, Kate Upton is fantastic, too.
I have to read what someone put in the chat, what the Iron Sheik said about Kate Upton. The Kate Upton body looking like the Bam Bam Bigelow. What else? Any other ones? Let's see.
There was El Dudrino wrote, there are nude photos of Rob stirring his seltzer with a rib bone. That's disgusting.
He wouldn't drink seltzer in a restaurant.
I wouldn't want rib pus on my seltzer. I'd separate the two.
Pus? What do you mean pus?
You know, just the rib leavings, the tiny fats.
There was another one that said that you're safe because your mother's maiden name, no one knows how to spell it.
That is not my... thing.
Actually, Rob did have seltzer with his ribs last night.
I did, yeah.
Trunk Le Croissant said Kate Upton equals fridge tits. Can I ask what fridge tits
mean?
Are? I don't know. Like William Refrigerator Perry, the big fat football player? I don't know. What are fridge tits? Please respond. Never heard that term.
Did you look at the photos, Darren?
Yes. Well, they're on Reddit.
The Iron Sheik said it, by the way.
Oh, I see.
The fridge tits.
They were in the baseball. They were in the baseball subreddit because Justin Verlander was in those pictures.
Oh, with Kate Upton.
Yeah,
is that her boyfriend?
And his dingling is all dangling in the scene.
How's it dingling?
I don't know. Look for yourself. He had a bigger ass than she did. I'll tell you that.
Well, he's a baseball player. He does a lot of running. A lot of gluteal training.
Yeah, that's the only ones I saw because they were in the baseball thing. I didn't see any of them.
You didn't hit the fappening?
No, I didn't touch the fappening.
I
don't care. I have a fucking 10 is sitting at home for me to go have sex with.
Right, of course.
Well, you could look.
Still look.
I mean, I do. I could look if it's in front of me, but I don't go. I don't seek out porn anymore.
Mm. No fappenings for
Karen. No, I have porn live in front of me to look at.
Interesting. So you
she had some jeans on yesterday that we went to the restaurant. Oh, my God. I couldn't stop. I wanted to, like,
is
eat her and not the ribs. What?
Is that why you left right after dinner?
No, she actually...
She just had to take her home and devour her.
She's in the middle of fashion week, so she has to wake up in the morning. It's really
bad. We were talking about that a little. People at her job don't know how to crop a JPEG or whatever.
Huh?
Should we not talk about it?
I don't know. Is it boring? I don't know. She's telling me that people were doing things wrong at her job.
She's like, I don't
want to get anyone in trouble.
No trouble. You're right. We shouldn't talk about it. That's not
I just think it's boring. I don't think it'll matter, but no one's going
to
give a shit.
Back to Kate Upton's boobs.
She's a little shapeless to me. I don't know. I'm not saying that she's not an attractive woman, but I don't know. I feel like she's like very like one. There's no hourglass.
Really, yeah, she doesn't really have an ass.
She has big tits and just a then it's like a straight line down.
Right. That's really frightening when girls don't have hips and their legs look like they're just growing out of their backs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like the
that's a good way to put it. It's like I feel like hips are very important.
It's like the hip of version of cankles.
Yeah.
Straight line down.
Yeah, exactly.
Cankles are the worst thing ever.
Oh, my God.
That's probably the one most offensive thing on a woman's body when they have it.
Yeah, or when it's like a cankle like all the way through. Have you seen that? Like,
I don't understand what you mean.
Like the leg is just as wide as the cankle. It's just like all.
Oh,
just,
a
like,
cankle one. With no taper.
Right. It just goes all the way up to the thigh.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I think it's like a drainage issue.
No, you're probably right. But also it's probably... like their joints are so calloused from having to hold up all that weight that it just blows up.
Today we were walking behind this old lady and she was wearing shorts and she had this like blown up vein. It was like a, I don't know, like a tube inside of her leg and you can see it all the way from like her thigh down to her calf. It was gross.
It's filthy. Filthy what we're talking about right now.
Yeah. Old lady legs.
Some not so old.
Someone asked us to talk about Joan Rivers. Joan Rivers is still dead.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what... I mean, I felt
we talked
like...
about it a bit last week.
Yeah,
I don't know what there is to say, really. I mean, I was a big fan of hers.
The one thing I will say is, you know, people started making jokes about Joan Rivers dying.
Uh-huh. Oh, really? I didn't hear any.
It's just, you know, typical... I made a few jokes... I posted the Atreyu song, and I was like, I would rather fuck Joan Rivers' rotting corpse than listen to this Atreyu song.
Great job, Rob.
And then in the comments was like, don't you think that's a little tasteless? She just died. And I was like, if there's one person who I am certain would not be offended by jokes like that, it's Joan Rivers. Because she made jokes about, like, Amy Winehouse. She's like, Amy Winehouse has been dead for 2 years. On the plus side, it's the longest she's been sober. So it's like, she's cool.
Yeah.
She was hip. She was with it.
Joan Rivers once complimented me on my necklace charm.
Oh, you met her at Sirius?
Yeah. I was...
How short is she? She's just like a little
thing. She's a little shorter than me. She's this tiny little thing.
Mm-hmm.
So she walks out of the studio and she goes, I like your necklace. And then she kept walking.
And that means she is a fashionista. She just doesn't throw that around.
Yeah.
I did see a couple of good Robin Williams jokes, though. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear some.
I have to, because I saved them, but I'm trying to... Okay. I got it. Now that we know Robin Williams had Parkinson's, maybe it wasn't suicide. He could have just been trying to put on his belt.
Is that from a reference to World's Greatest Dad?
No, it's because he hung himself with his belt.
That's right. Well, in that movie.
Did we talk about that? Some people are saying it might have been a cover up for autoerotic asphyxiation.
Really?
Which I think is just like, come on.
But is there any reliable sourcing to that?
Oh, it's because the way he was found with the belt hanging off the doorknob is how people get off doing that.
Right, but he had legitimate reasons to want to kill himself, though. Like, he was depressed, right?
But also, there was no note.
Yeah, that's true.
So, that... But I'm just like, look, even if that... Like, we don't need to...
Well, we don't need to know about it, but his family might want to.
Well, maybe they do know. They're just saying
But it's none of our business.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Did you hear about Robin Williams' new reboot? Morgan Mindy. That's clever. All right.
That's
I'll take it.
All right.
I will say, and one thing, one trend that I'm completely over is when somebody dies, there's like a meme of posting a photo of somebody unrelated, but because they're old, like if it's a black person that dies, it's like another black person, then RIP.
Oh, and this guy's still alive.
Yeah. So like for Joan Rivers, it was like RIP Joan Rivers, and the photo was Steven Tyler. It's like that joke, just stop.
And also, it doesn't really work when the person was fucking 81 years old that died, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, that's supposed to be when someone dies too soon, and why'd you take him?
Yeah, yeah.
And but she's 81. Yeah. She should have been dead 20 years ago. Well, you know what I mean. I don't mean she should have died. I love Joan Rivers.
I hate it when people, when, like, celebrities die, and then people go on their social medias and, you know, say how much, like, that person like influence them or how much they love them. But it's like, I never heard you talking about Joan Rivers or Robin Williams.
Especially the one that stuck out the most with that was Whitney Houston. Because for like 2 weeks when that bitch died, oh my God, Whitney. Oh, I love
Even
Whitney.
Shlomo called the show to sing her song.
Shlomo Choina loved Whitney. Everyone loved Whitney.
What about
Houston.
When Michael Jackson died? There was all that.
Well,
like,
first of all, though, with Whitney, I mean, for the previous 4 years, it was like crack jokes.
Right,
every
exactly.
time she'd be in the news, crack meme. Oh, this bitch is on crack. They show her with her fucking weave all tangled up, and she looked like a... Oh, all of a sudden, this bitch dies. Now she's fucking, I love... Whitney was so inspirational.
Oh, she touched me.
You fake motherfuckers.
Exactly. Thank you, Darren.
Probably Steve Harvey did that shit, too.
Yeah.
I love me some Whitney.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Piece of shit. I'm going to be electrocuted by Whitney's spirit. It's like a fucking car starting up.
Well, Steve Harvey actually did a song with Whitney Houston.
Is it called You Better Get in This Water?
You better get your ass in this water.
She does background vocals.
Steve Harvey.
Maybe this is a different Steve Harvey?
I'm a huge twat and a host family feud. Got a mustache that has 3-week-old crab in it. And I hate my own people. I don't. This don't sound like Steve Harvey.
Yeah, I guess this is a woman.
If you lend me $24,000 and let me sleep in your house, I'm gonna dodge you for 30 years until you find me on my own show. And then I'm gonna claim that I've been searching for you for 30 years.
Steve Harvey was on a show called Me and the Boys.
That sounds familiar.
Oh, he was on My Wife and Kids.
This is a great... I gotta read this comment. I'm sorry.
What?
El Deuterino. Does Steve Harvey make a cameo on Black-ish as a bumbling electrician? Sticks his hand in a socket.
Oh my God, Darren, you're going to be very, very aggravated to learn that Steve Harvey has 2,326,181 likes on Facebook.
How many again?
Over 2 million.
What was the last digit of that?
1.
Goodbye, Steve Harvey. Rest in peace. He's not dead? Oh, all right.
Are you going to pre-order Act Like a Success, Think Like a Success, Discovering Your Gift and the Way to Life's Riches?
Yes. I actually know what's going to be in that book already. The way to success is anyone that you owe money to, you run across the country, hide from them till they search you, till you become famous, and then they find you, and then you start crying and say how much you appreciate them.
Oh, it comes out this Tuesday.
Yeah, I think we should try to get him on the show.
Well, we should definitely get it and try to do some passages from it.
It's hard to deny that he's a success. I mean, the man has absolutely no fucking talent.
I was
whatsoever.
About to say, he'll do anything.
He'll do anything. He'll do a minstrel show act on a fucking video. He'll do anything. He'll shuck and jive.
As long as you give him a script, right?
Just cry on command.
Check out this post. 12 hours ago. When I meet my fans, I see fans of all ages, walks of life, men and women.
Everybody loves Steve Harvey.
I want to write a book for all these fans, which is how I came up with my new book, Act Like a Success, Think Like a Success. This is a guide to succeeding in all manners of life, family, financial, emotional.
How to run out on two of your wives.
That I wish I had as a young man.
How to abandon two families.
I wonder how much the book costs. For only $59.99.
Yeah. Oh my God. Steve, more ways to make money for this.
I mean, it has to be like under $20.
More ways for this piece of shit to make money.
It's definitely not under $20.
It's definitely really.
Hold on, I'll look it up.
Here, I'll find it. Did you get live read money from Steve Harvey? Is this like a two?
Hello, Steve. Yeah. This is your agent. The lawyer just called, and he said that 97% of the proceeds of your book are going to have to go to your ex-wives.
Hey, Steve, we should try some Alderman Markets here. I see this hip new podcast, the Metal Injection Livecast. They bring you up all the time. Maybe we should do an add-on.
Oh, aye. What kind of a religious do they follow?
Well, here's the thing. Some of them kind of bash you, but they're getting your name out there. It's giving a reach to a whole new audience that would have never heard you guys. Now, we want them to buy this book. Mm-hmm. So, who can we buy on that show to sneak in a live read?
Hmm.
Oh, how about that producer, Noah?
Sounds good, but is they good Christians?
She's a Jew.
Oh, what? You know, Steve Harvey was so upset by the fact that he has to give away all his book sales to his ex-wives that he started talking in Russian.
No, Shaq, I can't do whatever it is.
Steve, calm down. Steve, you still have your TV show, your 7 TV show. Oh, he's very distraught. All right, let's leave Steve alone. Super Nintendo says Steve Harvey's new book should be titled How to Perpetuate Black Stereotypes. That would be an educational
book. That would be a very honest
book. Too honest. Yeah, he's not that honest.
But he'd be, you know, listen, write what you know.
Well, do you think he really writes his books or he has a ghostwriter?
I don't know if he can write, honestly. Right. The way he talks.
Imagine if it's just, you know, a dictated book.
Yeah.
Yeah, so to get successful, you gotta,
He just sounds like such an uneducated man, you know, like just so, not just his speech pattern, but like the things he says, you know, ignorant, sheltered.
Ignorant.
Do you think he might, that might be an act though, like he's really an atheist and he's just cynical.
He's just pulling one.
Like he's just a cynical guy and he knows that audiences like when you act Christian and, you know.
Well, then he's really smart.
Yeah, exactly. That's
he's
what,
really smart for playing so stupid.
Yeah, he's just, disgusts me, this
I
man.
Still
yeah. Why is Joan Rivers dead and not Steve Harvey?
Oh,
you don't like that meme. Sorry, Rob.
That's a different meme. That's not like R.I.P. Joan Rivers with a photo of Steve Harvey.
I forgot about the gastrous ball. I mentioned that in the chat. A gastrous. Where you think this universe had came from? Like some kind of gastrous ball that's just exploded one day. Man, you don't make no kind of sense. Clearly, it was a wizard that took some dust and spread it around, and that made the universe.
Okay.
Don't you know nothing?
Let's see. I just put in Steve Harvey atheist, and I found...
What? Steve Carvey?
Steve Harvey atheist. And I found this one video that's shit Steve Harvey says. And the caption is, my mom asked me about my disdain for Steve Harvey. So I made this little compilation video.
Oh, my God. Right.
Let me explain my ire. So here's what we're going to be doing for the next few minutes.
Sure. I love mocking Steve Harvey.
Here's him on atheism and evolution.
Does he have a relationship with God? You sitting up here talking to a dude and he tells you he's an atheist. You need to pack it up and go home. You know, talking to a person, don't believe
fucking
in God.
Sheep-like audience laughing, knee-jerk laughing to his stupidity. Oh yeah, you need to pack up and go home. When someone tell their beliefs to you and you don't like them, you should completely ignore their ass. Yeah. Bunch of Herman Munsters in the audience.
Said it a bit more intelligently than that.
Shit.
Where's moral barometer? Where is it at? It's nowhere.
I mean, speaking of God, you say in the book that you wouldn't go out with a woman. I guess a woman should not go out with a man who doesn't believe in God.
Fuck yeah.
No, I mean, why would you?
Well, do you?
Why would? Like, it's the dumbest thing you've ever heard.
Yeah, why would two people with, like, differing opinions about life ever come together and mesh and try to work things out and learn from each other? That's stupid.
Nah, if you don't believe in God, he all wrong.
Believe that only people who are religious are ethical and moral?
No, I just believe if you don't believe in God, then where's your moral barometer?
So you answered no to the question, and then you said the exact same thing that she just fucking said. You fucking moron.
That's just me talking. You can believe what you want to believe.
Yeah.
If you're an atheist, you're basing your goodness and morality on what? Yeah. I mean, but
common sense?
Was he an atheist when he dumped his two wives and abandoned his children? Or was he an atheist when those people let him crash on their fucking couch, and then he ran across the country.
Oh, well, no. Thing is, he just went and got forgiven for all of that. He said it's Hail Marys.
What is an atheist? I don't really get into that. You know what? I've talked to people all the time. I'm an atheist. I just walk away. I don't know what to say to you. You know?
Well, an atheist is someone who doesn't quite believe that there is somebody out there, some God out there.
She's as dumb as he is.
Well, she's trying to be polite.
But they don't quite believe in God. They almost do. They believe in, like, nymphs in the woods and unicorns, but not God. Right.
Well, just God is like the creator of everything. God could just be like a spiritual thing.
What?
Like, not necessarily that, like, oh, God is what created me.
But that's not an atheist either. That's Oprah. We're talking to the trees in the yard.
Hello, trees. Somebody out there, some God out there.
Well, then to me, you're an idiot.
Okay, well.
So I'm cool with that. I'm just probably not the right politically correct thing.
No, no,
no. But if you don't, I love that she was trying to be nice, but he's like, oh, I'm just.
She's giving him an out.
I mean, really,
yeah.
I have an explanation for this. And she can't tell me this spun out of a gastrous ball.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, then we were evolved from monkeys. Why we still got monkeys? There's too much open here. I just believe that. And if you don't believe that, then I don't like talking.
I have all these questions, but I never thought to research why do we still have monkeys.
Like you said, men cheat because women allow them to. Elaborate.
I mean, you know, women ask that question all the time. You know, that's one of the biggest questions. You know, why do men cheat? But, I mean, it's really because there are so many women out there willing to cheat with them.
Hi, my name is Debbie D. Hunt. How do you get your husband to stop nagging you?
Oh, very good.
Do what he says.
Yeah.
Her husband nags.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's new.
Taking it.
Yeah. Only women have certain traits that are negative.
Women always demand things. Men, we don't care. We just want our beer, our football, and our God.
Have you ever had noticed that men and women be different? What's the deal with that?
And the other thing is, it's like, for a religious guy, he seems pretty judgmental.
Yeah.
What about thou shalt not judge?
Well, the Bible's all about fucking judging people, I think.
Be so bold. A sexist position that only women are nags.
Oh.
Yes. Not for nothing, Steve, but that's...
Well, Joy.
That's what I'm hearing.
Maybe the position I'm taking is, maybe you should check your husband's man card.
His man
card?
Oh,
he's not really
maybe
a man.
He's not the rough and tough and tumble guy you thought you married. What's he nagging for?
What do you
say? Because men aren't supposed to nag, is what I'm
saying.
Thank you. Oh.
Men are supposed to cry on television shows that they're being attacked by mean bloggers.
What a fucking idiot, man. What is that supposed... What?
Steve is setting the standards of masculinity very high.
Yeah.
Because he's a man. So when he blubbers on a talk show about bloggers being mean to him, that's what manly behavior is supposed to be. Oh, these mean little bloggers, they're so
than podcast hosts.
So don't get me started on a podcast.
My husband loves sports, watches it all the time. I think I didn't even know there were so many ESPN channels.
That's what men's supposed to do. Men supposed to watch sports.
Supposed to.
However, when I try to be engaged or ask questions, he looks at me like, what are you doing?
He knows this is not sincere. You're not really interested in the game. You're just trying to figure out why he's picking sports over you.
What a dick!
I didn't hear the last line. I'm sorry.
He's saying, he knows you don't really care. You just want to know why he's picking sports over you.
See, even though she said she's like inquisitive about the
She's
game.
Just like, hey, yeah. You know, I want to hang out with him.
I
want
to learn about
sports,
it.
So I want to like sports. How can I like sports?
Well, Rob, let me break it down to you like this.
You should have. Wait, hold on. You shouldn't be watching the game. You got to be in the kitchen making me my nachos.
Where do they get the women in his audience? Do they go to like a battered women's shelter and take like women with the lowest self-esteem?
No, it's like this. See, if you got a vagina, you do not like, I repeat, you do not like sports. If you say you does, you's pretending. Next question.
Well, he's actually right about that.
The guy's been a sports fan
me.
All his life. He's got to get ready for Monday morning. He's got to go to work, let everybody know. He's got an armchair quarterback. He's got to tell them, I saw the play. We got to be abreast of this so we can participate as men the next day. We don't.
Because only men only work 9-to-5 jobs.
That's women don't work. Women don't got to go. They don't got to be armchair quarterback.
Men do not work on Saturdays and Sundays. If you work on Saturday and Sunday, you's not a man. Check your man.
And huh? Also, if you take a step back, I think what he's saying is like he doesn't have time to teach you how to play the game. He has to pay attention so that he can talk to other men about it.
Yeah.
And if he isn't able to keep up with them,
right,
they won't think he's a man.
So he has to feign interest in the game, even if he doesn't
so
care about it.
Basically, yeah, just not to be emasculated. Shut up.
Yeah, you the woman. Stop talking. So he has to do what he's accusing the wife of doing.
Yeah,
which if he doesn't give a shit about the game, he has to pretend so that the stupid men at the water cooler won't think he's a pussy or something.
I'm going to take a screenshot of this still of Steve Harvey right now posted in the chat because he's making the dumbest face. Anyway,
what a backwards
man. Why is everybody
man
yelling? Because they scored. Scored what? A goal. How many points you get for a goal? Hey.
El Duderino wants to know, Steve Harvey thinks Jennifer is a fake Mets fan. How does that make you feel? Well, Steve, I don't give a fuck what you think because she was a fanatic before I even met her. And that's what a woman's supposed to be. No, not that they're supposed to like sports, but I mean, they're supposed to be themselves, and you appreciate them as equals, and they can both do anything that's not gender specific. So fuck you, Steve. You piece of shit.
He's a piece of shit.
Like, men seem to go for kind of unintelligent, kind of shallow women, and I want to know why.
Well, I mean, you know, if a guy is out for one thing, it's best to go for shallow, unintelligent women.
Can you pause that for a second? I just want to say, in general, you get, like, somehow they round up these women, and the woman asks a perfectly valid question. With perfect diction, they speak, you know, Steve, I'd just like to know, if a man is out for one thing, what? And then he comes on, and he's like, well, he look at here, you know.
Oh, Corey, if a man wants a pussy.
Well, shoo. You know, talking like he never went to eighth grade.
Yeah.
Eighth.
Why would you ask this man a question? Like, why would, in a legit setting outside of a show?
Why does anybody care?
You know why? Because a desperate young intern said, please, can you help me out with this project? I don't want to lose my internship. Will you please just ask me a question?
Yeah, it's just his friend.
Here, I wrote it out for
you. He's giving you a media insider thing.
That's why.
There's been so many times in Sirius where that's happened, where, like, a friend works at, like, an unnamed but awful station, and they're doing something, and they're like, look, we need some questions,
or
my host is going to be really bad. Can you just record yourself saying this and pretending like you mean it? Because I make so many times.
Oh, go ahead, sorry.
No, I've had to ask my friends to call into like certain shows that weren't getting callers that were like caller driven.
Yeah.
I'm sure that every one of my friends got that.
Well, you made me do that.
I like for like a sex talk show.
I called into one of your shows about the 4th of July once. What was
that?
Oh,
yeah, that's right.
What was the topic? I made a bunch of 4th of July puns. Like, it was a sex show, and they were like, what's your best sex 4th of July pun?
Yeah.
And I can't even remember what the fuck they were. It was like 5 years ago.
Well, long ago.
I'm going to break this news to a really bright woman. Yeah. Hey, I'm just want to do something to you this evening. You don't want to tell that to an intelligent person because she'll tell you where to take all of that. Mm-hmm. You want to find somebody shallow, really simple, unintelligent, that you can run this by and they'll sit there and go, wow, that sounds great.
And
good,
also,
good advice,
so telling.
And it's like, so it's okay. Like, this is how a man is, and that's fine. But if a woman is like that, then she is shallow.
Well,
isn't
I think,
that the man be shallow as well?
I think what he's saying in his black stereotype minstrel 1920s speech is that if a man just wants a bang, he should find a dumb girl. But if he finally, like Steve, wants to get serious and have a real relationship, then he should find an intelligent woman.
No, but he's saying he wouldn't tell an intelligent woman.
No, he's saying that the guy who's just chasing ass is doing it wrong if he goes after an intelligent woman. But at the same time, why is it only a man that wants to – aren't there women that just want to go, like, hook up with people?
Yeah.
And he's saying that –
they're shallow.
Right. But only – it's the same shit as before. Yeah. Women can't like sports.
Yeah.
Men only have 9-to-5 jobs and have to like sports or else they're not a real man. And they don't order their women around. They're not a real man. They can't think for themselves, blah, blah, blah. And now it's the same thing. Men all want to only fuck, and women never want to fuck. They only do it to get into relationships with men so they could get
But they don't watch sports anymore.
A comfortable lifestyle and all this stuff.
So that
rich.
The man can then go cheat on them with a shallow brood.
I wonder what Steve Harvey thinks of the date rape nail polish.
Odds for it.
Why is women wearing nail
I don't
polish?
Need to roofie people no more. I mean, you know what I mean. No, but it's just a man with he was raised in a box like a veal. And just doesn't, you know, like, he doesn't have anything outside just fucking archetypes of people.
Yeah.
Just, you almost in a way pity and feel bad for this guy if he wasn't worth $900 million.
Yeah.
Here's some more. Here's a
piece of shit.
I mean, number
so
one,
angry.
There isn't a real man living that can live without one of you. He does not exist. We have to have you. That's a great piece of knowledge to have in the...
A real man cannot exist without having a woman.
Yeah. Okay. What about gay men?
They're
not real men, right?
That's what he said?
I see. All
right.
Wait a second. Are you talking about a sexual relationship? Because there are gay men out there who can live without it sexually.
Real men.
Oh.
Okay, I didn't mean that.
Yes, you did mean it like
that's
that.
That's exactly how
he's backing off because the audience turned on him. That's
and because that was on The View. Everyone on the panel was about to jump on him.
Especially Whoopi.
Yeah.
She is a gay man.
Oh, this was reinforcing rape culture.
Steve, what's the best way to let a man know that you're not interested in him?
Michelle, this is not your single.
We're not going. That's Michelle.
That's the guy.
I gotta get back to it.
Two things are playing right now.
You cannot stop a guy. Yeah. Once a guy is interested in you, we lock in. We don't care what you do. You know, I passed three or four suggestions. You could like. A restraining order is sometimes helpful. Or you could do what I had a buddy happen to him. You could just throw up on him every time he starts talking. Or you could fake a seizure. But sometimes that don't work.
All of my friends are men.
Can you pause it? Because we need to comment on that part.
Yeah.
Like, really? You can't just tell a man I'm not interested?
No, you have to forcefully do something.
Why does
a man doesn't have the willpower to stop having sex with you unless
you
cheat on
them. No, to stop coming on to you.
To stop, like,
interested.
Steve should write a book about the right way to condense the most insulting things into the shortest amount of words. He somehow is insulting men and women at the same time in every single statement that he says.
And yet over 2 million people.
A New York Times best-selling author of sex advice.
How y'all can insult everybody?
Isn't everyone a New York Times best-selling author?
Well, yeah, it's just because he's like
celebrities.
Books are, yeah, like, yeah.
No one buys books.
No, just no one buys books. So if you have any sort of name,
yeah,
it's very easy to get the limited amount of books to get on.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Chris Jericho is a best.
Yeah, like a lot of wrestlers do it.
Robert Pezbani, I think.
I don't have females.
All of his friends are men.
I'm incapable of that.
Why?
Because I need to fuck them.
Wait.
Why would I be that friend if we're not having sex? Why do I want to be with a woman?
That don't make no sense. Come on, Whoopi. Come on. Women has no worth except for like a vagina. They don't wash spouts or nothing.
I mean, I'm friends with them if they're my male friends' wives, sure. But
if they're like a dyke or something, like Whoopi.
What's your reaction?
You know, come on.
Because you're the wife.
Well, I have a wife, and I don't really have female
that
friends
poor
because
woman.
His response was, "Cause, well, come on, that's
come
what he said."
Come on, man. Come
I'm
on.
Gonna go back. Let's that's go back because we kind of cut it off a little.
You an atheist, aren't you?
I don't. I'm incapable of that.
Why? What do you mean?
Well, because
no
you know,
emotion.
Come on.
Because you have a wife.
Come on.
Well, I have a wife, and I don't really have female friends because look.
You know why?
Let's hear what he
Let's
says.
Get rid of this myth
I
right
wanna
here.
Know why.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you this. Let's get rid of this right here. That you're an attractive woman. There's some guy
who
somewhere saying, "Yeah, we're friends."
He
yeah,
answered that question a few moments before when he was saying, "When a guy is interested, you can't throw him off his track."
Yeah, he's
so
just gonna want to fuck
can't
you.
Have female
yeah.
friends.
Oh, because he's just gonna want to fuck.
Because he's
yeah.
a
he
one
has
dimensional.
No self-control.
Yeah, because he has no self-control.
He can't keep his penis in his fucking pants.
Right.
And he abandoned two of his wives. So that means every single other person is a.
That's why he stays away from women because he's a great guy. He doesn't want to cheat on his wife because
uh-huh.
he knows if he'll be friends with a woman,
and
he'll have to.
It's the woman's fault that he would cheat on his wife,
right.
too.
Because she's
come
so
on.
Hot.
Come on,
right.
man. You
and
know
she's
that.
His friend. Come on.
You know it ain't the
come
man.
On.
If a woman open up her vagina, you's going to take it.
Come
you's
on.
A man. Don't matter if she look like Joy Behar. Don't matter. Or Rosie. Who was on that incarnation?
Barbara
that
Walters.
Barbara Walters.
Did he call her an attractive woman? Who was he talking to?
Who was he
being nice? When he directed that at
he
someone?
Said all of you.
Really?
Yeah.
Jones.
Without you, yeah. Like
Star,
he
probably
saying,
loves Star
He was saying
Jones.
Women in general.
He like. Probably loves that heifer, Star Jones. Oh, my God.
Let's see how he gets
talking
out
about
of this
cankles.
Ugh.
He's your friend only because you have made it absolutely clear that nothing else is happening
oh.
except this friendship.
Pause. Hold on. So any woman who ever, any man who ever is friends with a woman is only because she's not allowing him into her twat.
That's why I'm friends with Noah.
Is that true?
No.
Is that true?
No. We're like...
I'm not saying this is never true. I'm just saying he's making blanket generalizations
yeah.
about everybody.
Right.
And calling it a self-help book. It's like you're just
you're
such
the
an
worst.
Idiot. You're an
you're
idiot.
The worst. He's a quack.
Fucking bald, egg-headed.
We remain
dickhead.
Your friends in hopes that one day there'll be a crack in the door, a chink in the armor, and trust
oh,
and believe
the
guy that you think is just your buddy, he will slide in that crack the moment
in that
he gets
crack.
Out.
Did he say that on network television? In that crack? He slide in that crack?
No, he didn't mean that. He meant like the crack in the door.
Not an ass crack.
No,
a crack in the armor.
Did some small part of you, like, did he endear himself to you because he said chink?
Well, I know that it was not a reference to what you think.
Oh.
What you're saying is a reference.
Just saying. Maybe it was
like see,
a like,
if this, I want to say, like, if this was network TV, you would be believed.
I
but
would.
When he said it,
right.
he wouldn't have been believed.
Fucking favoritism to Steve Harvey.
Bullshit.
That's what it is. Bullshit.
Are they on the same network?
No, he's
in syndication,
yeah.
but he's also syndicated with NBC affiliate.
But The View is on ABC.
ABC
right?
affiliates.
Yeah.
Men think this way?
99.9% of us.
And the rest ain't real men.
And you tell this to a woman and it just blows her back. No, I have
it blows her back.
You have male friends because they know it can be nothing
Hold
else
on.
Right
is
now.
Is that a thing? Blows her back?
I don't know.
I know blows her back out is a like a reference to getting fucked really hard. That's an Urban Dictionary, like a slang. Blow your back out. But blows her back. He's trying to say blows her mind. He can't even like say a metaphor
yeah.
correctly.
He misread the cue card.
Blows her back.
Another great screenshot of the chat of Steve Harvey's face.
I'll tell you what. All your
high functioning retard.
Just ask them in a friendly way. If I wanted to date you, would you be okay with that? And watch the fireworks. Watch.
Silence in that studio.
Ugh.
His act is just so thin. It's so... all right, we've done enough Steve Harvey stuff here. I get so angry. Like, I know it's like a shtick, and we ha-ha. I really get angry when we talk about this. He's just such a lowlife.
I would love to see you and Steve Harvey in a cage match.
Me and Steve Harvey?
Yeah.
Like
a verbal cage match.
No, but he would never agree to that.
I know,
he's
but I'm just saying.
And he'd never agree to fight me in a cage match either, because I would destroy him. He has his handlers, you know.
That's right.
I'm not challenging Steve Harvey to a fight, just so you know. I'm not putting that out there, but I would beat his ass. I'll do it for charity. I'll do it for ALS. And after I beat his ass, I will not sit there and go make fun of ALS patients like you did in your fucking video, you horrible hack actor, fake actor. That's what he's going to sound like after I break his spine.
No,
I step on his spine.
That's what a woman should sound like if she wants to, you know, tell a guy that she's not interested having a seizure.
Yes.
I can't. I'm seizuring. Sorry, can't. We can't.
Sorry, Ravo. We just gotta be friends.
You better get your ass in this water. And out of my crack. He's on crack. This is what women say when Steve Harvey's penis is inside them.
I feel like I'm getting an election.
Don't finger me in public.
All right.
Steve Harvey.
It's our show. And ended with a little Johnny Cash version of Rusty Cage, per Darren's request.
Yes.
Thanks for listening in. We'll be back next week with Sid.
You tied my lead and pulled my chain to watch my blood begin to boil. But I'm gonna break, gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break, gonna break my rusty cage and run. Too cold to start a fire, I'm burning diesel, burning dinosaur bones. I'll take the river down to Stillwater and ride a pack of dogs. I'm gonna break, gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break, gonna break my rusty cage and run. When the forest burns along the road, like God's eyes and my headlights, when the dogs are looking for their bones, and it's raining ice picks on your steel shore. I'm gonna break, I'm gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break, gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break, gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break, gonna break my rusty cage.